Len Stewart, people's lawyer, freedom fighter, presente. Len Stewart, after 78 wetters in America, has died after battling for years against breast cancer. But that was just some of her battles. And like most of us, she won some and she lost some. But she never stopped fighting. For decades, her and husband Ralph fought for New York's political activists and revolutionaries, like Black Panthers and Young Lords, a Puerto Rican socialist collective. But mostly, they fought for the freedom of the poor and dispossessed of New York, black and brown ghettos. They fought often and fought well. Her husband Ralph was a stalwart of the Black Panther Party and her most committed defender. When Len was targeted by the U.S. Justice Department and she was tried and convicted for putting out a press release for her client, the blind Egyptian sheikh Omar Abdelrahman, Ralph stood in the hot Washington, D.C. sun with a sign in front of the White House demanding his wife's release. Her defense of her client was in the best tradition of criminal defense lawyers, and she received significant support from a broad swath of the bar. From lawyers, yes. Judges, no. Initially sentenced to 28 months, the Second Circuit sent it back for resentencing, and she got 10 years. Her movement only grew. The late activist lawyer William Kunstler once said that defense lawyers should be officers of their clients instead of officers of the court. Len Stewart was an officer of her clients, a people's lawyer, beloved and respected. May she ever be so. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.